Welcome back to the Tourist Nurse Based Podcast. In this week's episode, Tara and I speak about how our parents affect us and our relationships with other people. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, and on the podcast at Tourist Nurse Based.
Welcome back
to this episode. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
I'm just like nervous. Mom and Dad don't listen. My parents don't even know the podcast exists. Yeah. So I'm off the hook. Also, like, they're not my parents anymore.
Like, quite legally.
Legally. They're just the egg and sperm donor. Actually, my father, we spoke about this the other day, because he was like, oh, yeah, but Tara, you still have to remember that he's your father and you still need to, like, love and respect him. And I was like, firstly, respect is a two-way street.
Yeah.
He's never respected me. Why should I respect him? Secondly, legally speaking, I don't have parents. Yeah. According to my emancipation papers, I have no parents. He is a sperm donor, was in my life for 6 years, traumatized me, and then left. That's what happened. That's what happened. Let's not.
No, I can't deal. Yeah.
Okay, Marcia, you want to go first?
Oh, okay.
So how would you say your parents, like, affect you? You know, like mentally, emotionally, in your everyday life?
Okay. If I had to break it down, God, this is a difficult question. I feel like, you know how they always say, like, your family and your parents are, like, the first people that you, like, interact with, in a sense,
yeah.
You know? And it's, like, they really set the foundation of how your relationship is with other people.
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't consider myself a people pleaser, right? But, like, I constantly want to make other people proud, you know, and, like, do stuff, not for me, but to make them proud of me, you
okay,
know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that really represents the bigger half of, you know, my relationship with my parents.
Would you like to elaborate on that, Aisha?
Yeah. So, I think a lot of this was in my mind, but then I'm like, was it also, like, not in my mind? It's like a weird balance. You know how you always ask me, like, is this all in your mind?
Mm.
You know, and you, like, are you, like, fixating on, like, certain things? So, like, I've constantly, like, questioned that as well. And, like, for the longest of time, I was like, oh, you know, my validation is, like, coming from my parents, but only when I do something good, or only when I... Mm. This is just, like, speaking about, like, the, like, my need to constantly achieve stuff. So, like, for the longest of time, I was like, oh, my validation comes from them being proud of me, from me achieving stuff, and then they're like, oh my God, I'm proud of you. Because what I don't know if this is just in my mind or not, but, like, I was constantly, like, praised, you know, for, like, being that academic child, for being smart, for being, like, you know, like, doing stuff. And then one of my biggest fears, like, the first, like, 3 years of high school, I would say, was not achieving certain marks because of, like, my parents and, like, what they would say. Like, my biggest fear is, like, oh my God, what are my parents gonna say when they see, like, that bad mark in inverted commas? Like, that was, like, a really big thing for me. And then I realized, like, oh my God, my validation and my self-confidence really does come from my parents, and that's, like, quite concerning. Like, I need to, like, find some sort of, like, validation for myself. But I still haven't found, but, like, you know,
it's like work in progress. At least you identified the problem.
That is the problem. And something I'm struggling with now is to be proud of myself, because for the longest of time I couldn't be proud of myself. You know, it's just a constant cycle. So that's, like, the first part of, like, how my parents affected me. Mm-hmm. I would say another way my parents affected me is kind of like when, so if you don't know, I wasn't born in Cape Town. If you didn't know, Tara and I live in Cape Town. Just to, like, clear some things up when it comes to location.
We wish we didn't, though.
Yeah, we kind of wish we were in London or in New York.
Yes.
But it's fine.
Yes.
So when we moved to Cape Town, when I was 4.5, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to say I was 4.5. Anyway, we moved to Cape Town. And obviously when we moved, life got like really busy, and it got really busy for like my mom, and it also got really busy for my dad, and you know, things were just going everywhere. Like my brothers were much older and they could kind of like look after themselves at that point, you know. And I'm not saying that my parents didn't look after me when I was younger, but I was like kind of I did a lot of things on my own. Like even from like a young age, I always like used to figure things out on my own when I needed to, you know, stuff like that. And I think that's really like carries on in my life now, because like now when I do stuff, I'm always like, no, I want to do it by myself. Like I don't need anyone to do it like for me. Yeah, so that kind of, I don't know if it's like a good thing or a bad thing that I learned to do a lot of stuff on my own, but like for the longest of time I felt, especially when I was younger, that I was like not by myself, but kind of like by myself. And like, yeah, I had my parents' support when I needed it. But still, like a lot of the times when I went through something, I figured it out by myself. Like, yeah, it's only until recently, like I would say not even the past year, I would say the past like 8 months maybe, that I've like really started like, you know, expressing myself to them. Yeah, I've always been nervous to do that though.
That expressing also really comes from force from our friends. you know what's so funny? Is Aisha. Aisha, like, hates to talk about her feelings. Like,
I do. She absolutely hates
it. And then no. I force her.
Like, literally.
I force her. Like, do you know how many times I've had to sit on Aisha? To be like, speak words. Use words. Because Aisha does this really annoying thing where she's like, she always listens to everyone else, and she like, Aisha's very much the mom of the fitting group. She listens to everyone else, she gives advice, like, and she's always like the supportive one. But when we want to support her, she's like, no, I don't need support. And it's like, really? Really?
It's so awkward to talk about your feelings.
No.
Guys, if you feel awkward when talking about your feelings, it's okay. You have no idea how uncomfortable I am.
No. Yesterday,
yesterday was traumatic.
Oh god. Firstly, Aisha, like, okay, she sent me a message Thursday evening, right? She sent me a message about something and I didn't respond because I went to bed early.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's such a problem because whenever I go to bed early, things just happen. Anyway, Friday morning I get this call. I'm like, please explain, elaborate on the message you sent me. She looks at me and she's like, oh no, it is nothing, whatever. I literally had to threaten to phone her mom. I brought up my mom's contact on my phone. And I was like, Aisha, you know I will. You know I will phone her unless you tell me now. Anyway, so Aisha told us. Then yesterday, we came to Aisha's house after school because I never leave. Like, I'm always here. Anyway, so now we're laying in Aisha's bed and I look at her and I'm like, you know, like, I'm really sorry you're going through, and like, I'm really sorry for what had happened. And I was like, you really deserve better. She just looks at me and she starts laughing. I was like, excuse me, I was trying to be so sweet and sentimental, and she looks at me so, and she starts laughing, and I was like, what is this?
When I say I'm awkward when it comes to emotions, guys, you don't understand. Like, a boy could be telling me something so serious, I just start laughing. Like, I just want to laugh at you. I just find it so funny, and I don't know where that stems from. Maybe it also stems from some issues, but you know.
But also, in defense, the boys that you talk to.
Yeah.
No, Aisha.
Yeah, questionable.
Very questionable. Mm. But would you say you have like a good relationship with your parents?
Now, I would say it's a bit better. Like, over the past year, it's definitely improved.
Yeah.
What would I rate it out of 10? Let's see. Ooh. I would give it maybe between a 7 and an 8.
Okay, that's 7.5. That's solid.
Yeah, because there's still times, like, obviously, if you have siblings, especially older siblings, you'll know, like, it's a lot easier to say stuff to your siblings than it is to your parents. Like, even siblings, like, around, like, the same age, you know. Like, we spoke about that. And, yeah, I think, like, I'm definitely a lot more, like, open with my mom. Like, if I need anything, you know. And I feel like she's more understanding. I feel like, especially in our family, as, like, we both, like, females. We both, like, women. She just, like, gets me a bit more, you know. And it's not like I'm awkward with my dad about it. But it's, like, I would first go to my mom, you know, or my granny. But yeah, I'll give it like a 7.5. There's definitely room for improvement. Mm. But that's because like I'm just, when I'm going through something, I don't say anything.
That's
because
Aisha's the issue. She's like, I'm
the problem. I know I'm the issue. But like, I, like most of the time I'll come to like you or like Kian or Taylor.
Yeah.
Or like my brothers before I go to my parents. Yeah.
At least you, like, I think it's also really good that you know that you can talk to them.
Mm,
yeah. And it's not a situation of like...
of like...
you have to keep it from them and you can't let them know how you feel. Mm,
yeah.
But I think that's good.
When I was younger, I would give my relationship with my parents probably like a 5.
A 5?
And oh my gosh. Again, not much to do with them. More to do with me. But then also kind of to do with them, because I always felt like I couldn't like say anything, and one of my things was I was always scared I was going to be judged by them. Like that's like a big fear,
because you always had like the perfect child image.
Yeah, I always had the perfect child image, so whenever I wanted to like do something or explore something, I was always scared to do that.
I think that my relationship with my parents is just like fully like terrible. Like absolutely terrible. If you haven't listened to the podcast episode where I like go into detail, I think you should, because I would give a lot more context. To this now. But I think how has my relationship with my parents affected me in so many ways? Okay. Let's inspect my dad first, because that's just a hot mess. I send it to you or did I send it in? I think I sent it to both of you, where it's like therapy isn't enough. I want to beat my dad up. That is me. That is me, like, getting emancipated that wasn't enough for me. I need to literally throw hands. That's the, like, fury I feel inside.
I will happily come with you to throw
hands. Yeah, no. I'm helping you. We're ready to
be great, because we have Kian on our side. Yes, and that's guys. What we need.
Yeah, no, we need Kian. But, I don't know, so many ways. I think I definitely have abandonment issues. Like, I'm literally, like, especially if I'm, like, really close to people, I'm, like, so scared of them leaving me because, like, my dad went to jail. Like, But, like, even, like, with this year, like, it's definitely difficult for me because, like, I'm so scared of, like, our friend group, like, separating.
Yeah.
And just, like, other people at school that I really just, like, I don't know. And that's why, like, now I'm really trying to, like, appreciate, like, the moments that I have with everyone more. Because I'm just, like, so scared of, like, losing everyone. Like,
yeah.
It's a big fear of mine. And, like, oh, guys, I don't think you understand. And I literally get so emotional about it. You know what? You people are so mean. The other day at break, I was talking about this and I was getting emotional and I was crying and Kian starts laughing at me. And I was like...
Kian and I, whenever there's emotions, we just start laughing.
No, I was actually talking about this. I was like giving a whole sentimental speech and they start laughing at me. And I was like, how rude. How rude are you people? That's besides the point. But I definitely have abandonment issues. Also, I think this kind of relates to both of them, but more specifically my dad. But the reason why I hold like such strong feminist beliefs is because of like my parents and the relationship dynamic. And I'll never forget like this conversation that my dad and I once had. And he was basically like, you need to change yourself. And I was like, what are you talking about? And this man's like, because like I was like complaining that like I don't have a boyfriend. And then he was like, you know, like you need to change yourself. You know, you need to become more easy. You need to become more relaxed. And
no.
And so I was like, excuse me. And what I was like, why should I change myself in order to get a boyfriend? Like, shouldn't someone like me for who I am? And then he was like, oh yeah, well then you're never going to get a boyfriend. What? Excuse me.
No. Honestly, I can say they are more multiple girls who are just who they are and they find their people.
Yes, like exactly. And also, like, I didn't say this at the time, but I definitely thought that why would I take relationship advice from you? Exactly. Why would I take relationship advice from you?
Exactly. Like,
firstly, man has been divorced. Secondly, man's current marriage is in the failure. It's in the pits. Like, why would I take relationship advice from you? Like, it's never gonna be me. And I, like, also with my mom, like, because you would really think, like, because I am so passionate about, like, women's rights, and I just, like, am very, like, enthusiastic about it. Like, you would think that my mom is, like, this raging feminist who, like, passed down all her beliefs to me. No. You
guys.
No. Like, my mom, like... she has, I wouldn't say she's, like, conservative, but she has more, like, conservative views, especially because, like, with the whole God thing,
can she's, I, like... Can I ask a question? Do you think your mom's a feminist, but is, like, not, like, doing the things she needs to.
No, I don't think she's a feminist at all. I don't like.
Okay.
I don't think she's a feminist at all. Like, and you would think, like, because I'm so knowledgeable and so enthusiastic about it, like, I got it from my mom. Mm. Absolutely not. Like, and it's so weird to me because, like, I will always care, like, so strongly about women's rights
mm.
because of my mom and because the way that I see, like, her relationship with my dad. Because, yeah. like, you know, I would rather drink my own urine before I let a man treat me the way my dad treats my mom.
Of course.
I would literally, no. I would actually jump in front of a bus before, no. I, like, oh, I always, like, tell my friends this. Like, if I ever have a relationship like my parents,
mm.
you have the right to literally beat me up. No, because I refuse to do it. Like, I absolutely refuse to do it. And I think it's one of the reasons why I kind of just, like, I hold, like, my standards so high.
Mm.
It's because I know I'm not going to settle for anything less. Because I would rather be alone. I would rather be alone than be in a toxic relationship.
Mm.
And also, you know what I hate? And it's also something, like, looking, not just at my parents, like, marriage, but at, like, other relationships within my family, I would be damned if I had to get married to a man and then be like, oh, yeah, but I can't leave it. Excuse me?
Yeah, no.
No. I am all for divorce.
Mm.
I am all for divorce. You know what? Their kids are forever. Marriages come and go.
Yeah.
Kids are forever. Marriages come and go. And I, like, now, like, I look at my grandparents, and it's so weird to me because my mom, also, guys, my grandparents' relationship, also in the pits. You know, like, I told Aisha this, I'm convinced that my family is cursed. No, I'm fully convinced that my family is cursed. Or, like, the women in my family just can't see what's right in front of them. But my mom, like, when having this conversation with her, like, she was always, like, she never left my father when she was younger. Because, like, we're Catholic, right? Mm. Like that's, I was born Catholic and my, like, they're, like, very Catholic, and
mm.
I grew up Catholic, but my mom, she's, like, Pentecostal, I think, like, she's Pentecostal now, so then, like, I obviously transitioned to that, but, like, I was born Catholic, and, like, my mom's, very religious, and so is my grandfather, and she was always, like, all, like, within Catholicism, you're not allowed to get divorced. It's, like,
yeah.
because, you know, like, till death do us part, in sickness and in health, like, you're just supposed to, like, stick it out, and she was, like, that's one of the reasons, like, why she never, like, got divorced, because, like, you're not allowed to within the Catholic Church. But then I'm like, you do so many other things that you're not allowed to do within the Catholic Church.
Exactly.
Like, please make it make sense.
Yeah.
I'm really going to need you to, like, make it make sense.
Yeah, I know, of course. And I think some marriages are just not meant to work.
No, it's not.
Like, sometimes it's just that's not your person. And the earlier you realize that and the earlier you leave, the higher chance you get of, like, firstly, maybe finding yourself, but also finding your person, you know?
And then my mom, like, she won't leave my dad for many reasons.
Mm.
You should listen to the 2 podcast episodes. I speak about that. But I think, like, I don't know. Like, I'd be damned if I ever stay with a man. No. And, like, I shouldn't. Yeah. Like, that's never gonna happen. And then I feel like for my mom specifically, that affects me in so many ways now. Like, it's definitely the reasons that I view religion the way that I do.
Mm.
Because my mom, she's also, like, pretty religious. And, like, I don't know. Something that I find, it's just so contradictory. And when I say, like, religion is contradictory, I'm speaking specifically, like, about Catholicism.
Yeah.
I just, like, it just infuriates me. Because, firstly, like, whenever I went to speak to my mom about religion, like, she was like, oh, yeah, well, you just need to have faith. You just need to have faith. And, like, she kind of brushed all of my questions and concerns off. That was the first thing.
Mm.
And secondly, I'm like, this is, like, something similar between, like, my grandparents and my parents, is that they're, like, always so big to, like, talk about how godly they are or how, like, how religious they are.
Yeah.
But, like, your actions don't reflect that.
Mm.
And I think, and this is one of the things that I strongly dislike about people who are, like, really religious, is this idea that you hold yourself so high and mighty, but yet your actions don't reflect that.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I am now an atheist. that's definitely how my mom's affected me. Also, I don't know, I have, like, a really weird relationship with my mom. Like, now it's just weird. I think, like, we were so close when I was growing up. And then, like, she got married and she had my brother, and, like, it just changed because I think she changed.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, a big thing was, like, I just watched my mom lose herself.
Because
I remember, like, growing up, like, she always really had, like, a strong sense of self.
I think one of the things both of us fear a lot is losing ourselves in another man.
Yeah, in a relationship. Like,
in a relationship.
I am so scared of that.
Like, Yeah, no.
I am so scared of like losing my identity and like losing who I am as a person. And like just getting losing, when like, getting into what a relationship. You did.
And like yeah. like your interests.
Yeah, and who you
and,
are.
And like who you are and the things that made you who you are. Like yeah. that's so scary.
Because I look at my mom now, and I think I got a really interesting perspective, like being a part of like my parents' marriage, because I was there from the time like they got married, like up until I was removed from child welfare services. But I think that I got a really interesting perspective. I just watched my mom like change so much. And like she really like she like became fully immersed in like who my dad was as a person. Yeah. And she like completely abandoned in like who she was and her identity. And she like took on the idea of like being a wife and being a mother. And like to me, that's really scary, because like I fully understand that you should make your marriage and you should make your like kids a priority, although like let's just talk about the hypocriticism, because I mean she literally packed all my stuff up in boxes and like threw me away the first chance she got. But I think I don't know, like I never want to lose who I am. I don't know, it's just it's really weird, because like now like my mother like doesn't acknowledge my existence, and which is so crazy to think, because it was like the two of us for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And now
it's like
yeah
nothing.
Yeah, now quite I'm like a stranger to her, and I think that's kind of crazy. But I don't know, my parents have just I think they've definitely shaped who I am as a person, but I think that everything I am is in spite of them and not because of them.
Yeah.
And I think I just I don't know, it's one of the reasons why I have like such a strong sense of self, and one of the reasons why I think I care about everything that I do is because like I want to be nothing like them.
Yeah.
And that sounds really mean, but it's very true. I just think about, and it's all the little things. Like I look at like money.
Yeah.
And I look at like the way that my parents like view money and like the issues of money like in my family. And it's just like to me, like firstly, like we all know capitalism is the root of all evil, right? Like money makes people evil. But like I even look at like my dad. Like, I mean, like, he went to jail for fraud. I think I mentioned that in the podcast episode. Like, he went to jail for fraud. And I was like, I never want money to consume me the way that it does.
Yeah.
Like, especially, also, like, I feel like money is one of the reasons why my mom is, like, still with my dad. Like, she works for him and, like, he gives, like, this sense of financial security.
Another thing that, like, I specifically found interesting with, like, your parents versus my parents is, like, your mom started working for your dad, right? She had a job before that.
Yeah, she
was, like, highly successful.
She was. Know? Like,
she had her own degree. She had her own job. She had her own life.
Yeah.
And I think watching, this is just from, like, my perspective, but watching, like, your mom basically throw all of that away and going to work for your husband. Pro tip, never work for a man. Never work for your husband.
No, never.
Never do work it. For never your do husband.
It. Because you become solely reliant on that person. Like, I cannot, like, tell you how many fights and arguments my parents have had. And my dad's like, oh, well, I'm going to fire you. Well, like, he hasn't said it in so many words, but he's always threatened to do that. And then, like, I always think about, like, what is my mom going to do then? You know, because, like, when we lived in, like, Cape Town, right? Like, before we moved to PE, she had her own... Like, we lived with my grandparents, but, like, we had our own lives.
Yeah.
Like, my mom had a job. She had a car. Like, she, like, had her own social life. She had her friends. And, like we had a life in Cape Town. Like, it wasn't like, oh, like, we had absolutely nothing. Yeah. And then my dad came out of jail and he, like, and then, saved us.
Yeah.
Like, that was the complete opposite. Like, my mom gave up a large part of her life to, like, when my dad came out, to, like, move with him to PE and to like kind of like rebuild his entire life.
Yeah.
And she kind of like took that on as a project and she gave everything up that she had.
Yeah.
And I think like on one's like viewpoint, like it is commendable. I think that like you would love someone so much that you would give up all that you are and all that you've worked for in order to like help them rebuild their lives. But then also on the other hand, if we look at reality, like, is he really the person that you want to do all of that for?
Like if you're gonna help someone rebuild their lives, like help them after some traumatic event where someone has died in their family, not because they've been to jail,
not because they self-inflicted,
like
not because it's self-inflicted. And like I would like fully understand if my dad was a good person, but he's not. Like he's not.
Like, people learn from their lessons, but you need to find the limit.
Yeah, you do. And I feel
you need
like
to know the limit.
Something that I think is, like, really sad, because I was talking to my sister's mom about this, and I was like, she was married to my dad already. Like, she, like, fully understands what's going on. And I think, like, she was talking about like the period of time specifically, like just before like my dad got arrested and like how he fled the country and how he was like phoning her from London and like how she didn't know about like any of these things and like she really never questioned anything and like and she really told me so many things and like I picked up on so many of the behaviors from the stories that she told me because like my dad is so manipulative. I was talking about like how my dad had like. Because, like, you would know this. I think, like, you would understand this. Like, my dad is, like, very charming.
Yeah.
He is, like, so charming. Yeah. Like, before I told my friends, like, the whole story, like, everyone always used to be like, oh, my God, like, your parents are so nice. And, like, they seem so cool. And, like, it's just, like, you know, Kian was actually telling us this yesterday. She was, like, talking about how, like, after my birthday dinner, like, you know when you, like, go home and you see, like, people in their lives and like at their house and she was like she went home to tell her parents like oh they're so nice and they dress so nice and all of that and like she was like but then like now she knows she's like the
looking at them
and you know what's so funny is like the night of my birthday dinner like my mom and I had like a big argument like very shortly before that and then I still remember like my mom had said something at the birthday dinner and Kirsten and I just looked at each other because we were like if only these people knew what's actually going on but I think it's so crazy because she was like a, like what she told me, like she feels like he wasn't actually in jail for like 6 years. Like he learned nothing because, and when I say he learned nothing, he actually learned nothing because he is the exact same person he always was. And I think it's just, it's really crazy to think about for me because I don't know, like your parents are supposed to be like, they're supposed to like raise you and guide you and like help you become like human beings, you know, like functioning society, like members of society.
Yeah.
But like my parents can't even do it properly for themselves.
How are they gonna?
Like, can someone please explain? Like, I don't know. I just like, I never want money to consume me the way that it does with my parents and like become, or like in my mom's position, like become so blinded by like all these material things that I can't actually see people for who they are and rather just look at the things that they do for me and that benefit me. Yeah, I think that's kind of just, I don't know. If I had to rate my relationship with my parents.
Okay, do it before your dad came back. And then do it after.
Okay. Before my dad came back, like my mom and I had like a solid relationship. I'd give that like a 9. I'd give it like a 9 out of 10. Like we were close. And I think, especially because like she was a single parent and like I mean she had me pretty young. So like we were definitely like really close. After my dad came back, in the beginning my relationship with my dad was like a solid 6. It was like a solid, like in the beginning. It was like a solid 6. We then moved to PE. And the two colors came out. You know, I got to see everything for firsthand. Then the relationship was a 2, guys. And since then, it's been a 2. It's been a solid 2. Actually, the only reason that's not making it a 1 is the fact that, like, they paid my school fees and they sent me to a good school and they were good providers, guys. I think they were good providers.
So they're basically like a bank.
Yeah. Their parenting skills, 0. 0. Their parenting skills were non-existent. Like, you know, you're talking about, you felt like you could speak, like, a lot of you not being able to talk to your parents was, like, very much self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. Because you had kind of, like, internalized the pressure from, like, being seen as this perfect child.
Yeah.
From really young. For me, it was, like, the complete opposite. Because no matter what I did right, like, no matter how hard I tried to please my parents, literally nothing pleased them. Absolutely nothing. Like I could do a million things right and do one thing wrong and they would focus on the one wrong
that is my biggest fear, is being able to do all these things right and then being disappointed in me because I do like one thing wrong or one thing bad.
Like my parents used to hyperfixate on all the like wrong things that I ever did because whenever I wanted to bring up like the issues within our family or things that they were doing wrong, they would be like oh yeah, but you did this and you did this. And it's like even in court, like when we're in court, like it's such petty things. And I think about it, like
The chocolate story.
Oh my god.
The chocolate story.
Guys, I stole my mom's chocolate on her birthday and then I lied about it. I was like 14. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll buy you another chocolate. If you'll never say that
to me. You know what you should have said in court? Is like, oh, I'll get you another chocolate now. Will you be a better parent then? I can go down the road and buy you a chocolate. Will you be nice to me then?
Like, it's so crazy because I think when my parents equate to, like, me being such a terrible child. It's just, it's so crazy to
it
me.
It is, yeah.
Because it's like, I do all these good things. Like, it's not like I'm out partying every weekend or getting blackout drunk. I'm not pregnant. I'm not on drugs. Like, I literally spend so much time studying and caring about school. Like I don't know. To me, it's just, it's so crazy. But I think definitely that's one of the reasons why I had to become, like, my own support system and become really proud in myself. Like, from a very young age, because I'm like, I really quickly realized that no matter how much good I do, it's never going to be enough. Which is really sad, because I think it's also one of the reasons why I always just, like, I think you'll remember there was, like, this phase in my life where, like, I was just trying so many different things.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just, like, I wanted something. Because, like, I was just trying to find something that if I did, like, it would make my parents proud. But, like, that never came. Because no matter how hard I tried, like, nothing. Absolutely nothing pleased them. Which is sad. But that's life, you know? If you had kids, like, what do you think you would do differently?
Okay, first thing I want to just point out before I say this is I find it so funny how we both don't want to have kids.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I think I would be a horrible parent.
Actually, no. I think I would be a great parent. Because
I agree. I think you'd be have good. All the I know knowledge. I'd be a horrible parent.
I have all the knowledge on what not to do.
See, and I also have all the knowledge on not what to do, but I think I'll take it to the extreme. No. Like, I'll take it a bit too far, and then my kid will just be a bit of a mess. Like, there would be no structure, no rules.
I think I have, like, all the knowledge of what not to do, but I, like, one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids is because I know it's not going to make me happy. I think I know that it's not going to make me happy, and, like, I don't want to conform to this, like, societal standard that you need to be married and have kids in order to live a fulfilled life.
One of the reasons I don't want to have kids is just to, like, spite people.
Oh my god, Aisha, no way, Aisha's gonna live her entire life by spite. We were talking about this the other night, and she was like, one day, you know, I'm gonna meet this guy, and, like, you know, we're gonna become so close, and I'm literally not gonna get married just to prove a point to my parents. I was like, Aisha, you can't live your life by spite. You can't. You really can't. You can't.
Oh, I love this in my life. I honestly do.
Aisha's literally, even if she does choose to get married, she's literally going to elope. She's not going to tell any of us. Like, it's going to, like a, you know, a few months ago.
On my wedding day, is going to be the most embarrassing day of my life. Embarrassing.
I don't know how I feel about marriage yet. I haven't really come to a conclusive decision. Because, you know, like, why do we need to, like, go to a church and, like...
Like, I want to get married and I don't mind doing the whole, like, ceremony and, like, all of that. I don't really, like, mind about that. I just don't want people to make it a big deal. Like...
No, I should... Oh, my God, if you get married. No. 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 I literally... Oh, I better be giving a speech.
Oh, God.
I better be giving a speech. No, Aisha. No.
It'll, like, you can say your speech, don't worry. But, like, I don't want it to be, like, a big thing of, like, oh, my God, you know, brown daughter gets married. Like,
it's like, forget I'm all not, our other accomplishments.
I'm not looking for that. You know? I'm looking for the, like, oh, you know, doctor so-and-so. Yes. That's what I'm looking for.
I think that's also a pretty big deal. There was this TikTok that I saw where it was, like, this girl, and she was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm 26. And I don't know what she did, but she was, like, living by herself. She paid all her own bills, like, and she was, like, doing well for herself. And then she was like, oh, but you're not married. And then, like, the TikTok audio was like, oh, the disappointment has arrived, like, when you're going to a family gathering.
Okay, I see.
That's something that I don't want, because, like, yeah, like, get married, all good and well, right? But I don't want it to consume who I am as a person.
No,
like,
100%.
I'm not here for, like, it becomes your entire personality trait. Ew.
Yeah,
ew.
No.
Because, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't care about marriage and that it's not important, but it's only one facet to who you, are in your life. Like, you can't lose yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You really can't.
100%.
Okay. But, like, hypothetically speaking, if we had kids.
Okay.
What would you do differently?
I think one of the things I would do differently is, like, show or, like, create an environment where my child will feel more comfortable coming to me and, like, being able to tell me stuff and being able to know that I will support them. I will figure out a good balance and help them find that good balance. Or, like, if they want to go out, they need to, like, feel okay with telling me this is what we're going to do. Like, I don't want them, you know, dodging stuff, you know, like, rather, like, tell me and know that I will be okay with it as long as you tell me, like, or, like, just, like, create a more, like, comfortable, more open environment. Like, I want
if I had kids, it would be, if I'm in a situation, I want to call my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be, oh, I hope she doesn't find out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that situation. Like, that. I would want to create, like, a space where, like, come to me, tell me. Mm. Tell me you need help. Tell me this is what's going on. Like, you know, yeah, that's something I would want to do. I think, as a parent, you need to find a good balance of, I am giving my child this, like, freedom, but I'm also, like, setting, like, not a high standard, but, like, a good mix of, like, you know, I don't want you to drop out of school. I think education is very important, something I hold very dear to my life, and I will make sure that my kids hold education very, like, dear to their life, because education runs the world. Like, you can't live as a functioning human being if you're not educated, one, about world issues. Like, yes, you need to be book smart, but you also need to be street smart.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, a really important thing to, like, growing up. So my kids, definitely education. I'm sending you, like, I want to be a doctor. I will have money. I will send you to the best schools.
Yeah.
As long as you put in the effort from your side, I think that's really important. And I'll make sure that they, like, focus on their academics. But I will also make sure that they are talented from a young age.
Oh, God.
I will send you to 4 different sports. You are playing 4 sports. Because that's something my parents never did for me. Especially, like, moving to Cape Town. They got very busy.
Mm.
And so it's like, I didn't really, like, I wasn't involved in stuff. And that's kind of something that I wish I was.
They,
like,
didn't push you to try things.
Like, I wish I was, like, pushed to try things. Because I need that push. Like, I have major social anxiety. I need the push to, like, do something.
But I also think that's because, like, you were, like, a lot lamaki. So they were just like, oh, we did it for the first two. This one
we'll just figure out. I kind of did. But no, I would push them into doing a lot of stuff amongst, like, many things, like sports, culture, try everything, go for everything, you know, because that's the only way you find your niche, you know, by trying to find it, you know. Yeah, so I would make them do that. What else would I do as a parent? Definitely create a very healthy relationship with food. Like, that's something I hold very important to me. But, like, also unlearning bad eating habits is very difficult. And yeah, I think just, like, helping them know that it's okay to have that balance, but I want them to love healthy food. You know, it took me very long to, like, love eating healthy stuff, you know, and, like, not just, like, unhealthy stuff. So yeah, like, finding that love for, like, food and different cuisines and things like that.
What would I do definitely as a parent? Everything.
Literally everything. The complete, like, opposite.
Everything. Like,
the complete opposite.
The complete opposite. But I think if I had to choose one amongst all, I think specifically, like, as a mother, I would do everything to protect my kids.
Yeah.
I think,
no, 100%.
Like, that's
your kids over your marriage any day.
Any day.
Or your partner, whoever you are.
Yeah, no. Like, and firstly, like, if I ever choose to have kids, like, down the line, I would firstly make sure that, like, I'm, like, fully prepared to have kids. Because here's the thing. Like, it's not just, oh, you know, the pregnancy. It's the 18 years of life of them being, like, solely dependent on you. And then still, like, their entire life after that for you being in their lives. Like,
yeah.
If 100%. I ever choose to have kids, like, I need to make sure that I'm, like, fully ready to give myself to this, like, individual and this human being, and not losing who I am, like, that's what I'm saying, but just, like, to be there, firstly. Secondly, I would obviously, there had to be some conception involved of the making of the child. I would I would firstly make sure that either, like, the father of the child, like, I don't know if we're married, okay, I'm speaking in any situation now, either we're in a stable relationship, or, like, I don't know, he just can't be an ass.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
because, like, I will not have
guys,
a child,
like, no,
if he's a dateable person.
Yeah,
like, I will not be doing that to my child. I will,
yeah,
like,
no,
I will not be doing that. But I don't know, like, I think if I ever had to become a mom, I would, at any cost, do anything to protect my child.
Yeah.
At any cost.
Also, like, making sure that, like, you're financially stable.
Yeah,
that's something I want to be. If I ever had to choose to have a kid, I need to make sure I'm making enough money to pay for your school fees.
By myself.
Yeah. Not relying. Pay. So, basically, if you're going to have a kid, I think you should be able to pay for your own rent if you haven't bought a place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you need to be able to pay for your own rent. Insurance that comes with car or, like, home insurance. Mm-hmm. And then obviously
medical
your car expenses, you need to be able to pay for some sort of medical aid. you need to have enough money for like school fees. And then you need to have enough money for groceries and food as the bare minimum.
And you need to be able to do that solely by yourself.
By yourself before having a child.
Yes.
So even though your partner can provide for you and you guys might end up splitting that cost, fine. But you never know what's going to happen to your partner.
In the fee, or like if the marriage goes south, at least you know you're able to leave.
Yeah.
You're like you're not financially dependent on
like,
the person.
The amount of financial independence you need to have is to be like, if something very bad is happening, you need to be able to have enough money to basically run away. Sneak out in the middle of the night, run away.
That's something I...
Yeah.
If I ever choose to have kids, like, I need that financial security. But I think for me, like, that's something... Because I look at my mom now and I just... I don't know. Like, it really amazes me. Like, it makes me so sad. And it amazes me that, like, she just got rid of me. Like, she packed up my life into boxes and she was just like, I choose him.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Yeah, no.
And, like, and I'm not saying, like, if it's in, like, cases, like, I was, like, this raging drug addict who made their lives all... Or I was stealing 17. From them.
You
or
are only I was 17. Like, it's not like you don't have your life together. You have your life together than most 20-year-olds.
Yeah. So, like, that's a different situation. Yeah. But I think, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I would do, definitely.
Mm.
You know, it would be so interesting if we had kids. Like, just think about
this.
Like,
okay, so we're 18 now. So, say we have kids, like, at least, like, one kid by, like, 36, both of us each.
Yeah. That's a solid time, I guess.
Yeah.
Imagine we both
That's interesting. Imagine we are the two people that don't want to have kids in our friend group. Watch us be the first ones to have kids.
I think, no. I want to be the cool aunt for the rest
of my
life.
I also want to be the cool aunt.
We talked to Taylor about this.
I want to buy my niece. Well, she'll be like my niece in inverted commas, you know. Taylor's kids.
Yeah,
Taylor and Kian kids. Yeah. I'm going to buy them Gucci stuff. Gucci and Louis.
Okay, no.
Louis Vuitton.
I
will take them to LV.
I want to be like the cool aunt that like travels and I tell them all like my wild stories and I bring them my books. And,
I just
want
to take them to the gym.
Oh gosh.
I just come like, to the gym with like, me.
We'll be the cool aunts.
We will be the cool
aunts. And then like we'll help Taylor and Kian out. We'll pick them up from like their swimming lessons and stuff. Like,
you don't have to take a break during work. I will take my break and go fetch them.
I'll go.
You know, I will show up in my fancy car because I don't have any other expenses.
Any other expenses. She's like, that's what I want to do. And be like the cool aunt.
The cool aunt. I agree.
Yeah,
I think we would make great cool aunts.
We would!
Because I don't have the mental capacity to look after a kid for like over 18 years, but I have the mental capacity to look after the kid for like 1 hour once a week.
Yeah,
you know, I can do that.
We could so do that. Like, and I think, I don't know, I think we radiate cool aunt energy.
We do.
We do.
We do.
We radiate cool rich aunt energy.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. It's going to be so, like, crazy to, like, see when, like, people that we know have children.
I know, like, people in our grade.
Like,
that's insane.
You had kids.
Like, oh my god, like, you're a parent.
You're a parent.
God, you're a mom.
You're a mom. But we know people who would make it their whole personality.
No, literally.
Who would make it... People like that work on my nerves. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't care about your kids, but I'm saying that, like, it can't fully consume you.
Yeah, no, like, I agree.
You ask them, oh, yeah, like, so what's up in your life? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, my son, Jonathan. Like, this is by Western Province, water polo. And, you know, Catherine, she's just a darling. You know, no. You, what about you?
Yeah, like, what's going on
in your
life?
Do you not have a life outside Jonathan and Catherine?
Yeah, no.
You don't?
Constantia moms are a bit creepy.
They are a bit creepy. But, like, it's fine. You know,
it's fine. It's okay.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode.